Well, this is a stupid one. 2 days ago, everything was gone. Today, everything is back. Oh, well, now I'm gonna die. Well, that sucks. You know, like last night, it's like, hey, it's okay, here it is. I go, yeah, but this morning I woke up and my face had melted. Oh, sucks. So, if I hadn't done a miracle, in other words, you know, well, I made it 2 weeks without, you know, my heart pulse, let's say. Okay, well, okay, without a heart attack. No, with a couple heart attacks, a couple hundred heart attacks. But I'm still alive. But I'm never alive because nobody else is alive. So the Social Security was like, oh, well. No, I mean, my own life was the last show. My own life sucked. So, now everything is great. Oh, well, but no, that's not against people. What's against the people today? I don't know. Oh, there is something. Oh, this always happens. This vaccine thing says in Israel, the Jews, who, by the way, a lot of them came to America when 2000 happened with Bush and the Afghans and the Iraqis, but they had to sell their liver to get the airplane ticket. As soon as they stopped in Jamestown, everybody used to stop here. The green zones, everybody, they're just smart people who just run through. But we live on the old stunk mansion on the hill. We're gonna die here. Because, you know, so, though, that's not it, though, wait, hold on, the vaccine, yeah, there's going to be like, in Israel, everybody was locked in their apartment for a year, the Jews, the Arabs could go out, they could make missiles, they could launch the missiles. The Jews could get in the fighter planes and bomb the missile launch places. But if you weren't doing that, you were locked in your house for the last year. Just like America, where they do it freely, but in Israel, they weren't too happy about it, but they come out and you were Palestinians. So now they're like, if you take the vaccine, we'll give you this little card. And you could, like, leave your house. I mean, in Israel, they teach everyone duct tape windows. You have to listen to the Israeli national anthem. It's the Nazi death march. It's like a death march. It's a Nazi death march. It's like a death march thing. Nazi death march, and you got the idea. Because in Israel, originally the Palestinians are the one that broke the country away from the British. But then all they made up this deal with the West. I mean, basically, they used to say something that was pretty much not a hate thing, because you're allowed to hate the Jews. Especially if you're black, especially if it's an old, sick Jew. And that's not it. So, in America right now, you go to restaurants till 10 o'clock in New York, goes by the state, but they're gonna have these, like, it's like ID cards, they really are. They're gonna, and then they'll start. So you're gonna have to take the vaccine, which kills you. And you can't tell anyone that you're dying from it. I mean, we know people who took it and they melted. I mean, basically, I mean, word of mouth, it's like, Joe took the vaccine and he's dead now. You know? The Nazis saying if I have my mask on. So they're gonna have this card.
You okay? You need anything?
Yeah. So they're gonna have this car. This is, I'm talking to my audience.
Right.
Audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Hundreds and hundreds of people, 500 at the last count. Hey. So they're gonna have these cars, and then they say, if you don't take the vaccine, you don't have the car. And then America's having our time because the bad guys have guns, but then the good guys have car batteries that they could put dynamite around, and just like the energy in the battery from the dynamite is all released in one blast. And if you calculate the blast wave through one of these Musk batteries, as it fractures and all the energy starts getting released, it's just bing, like C-19. And I think that's what he's making. He's making like 200-pound bunker busters. I don't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, everywhere they